Radio.
You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses, eating and drinking themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it done.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
All right. Welcome to the Common Denominator. I am your host, The Mechanic.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, I get a little giddy now before these shows because I can finally take this mic and run with it. I can do whatever I want with it. There's a lot of people that don't have these freedoms. Or the set of stones. But they sure got an opinion. That's for sure. Everybody's got an opinion. And we know what everybody else has, too. Folks, I'm going to be running the air for the next 2 hours right here on revolution.radio. That's right. That's right. We're going to have a couple of guests coming in. I'm pretty sure that Deacon will come in. He's got a couple things going on. So I will be running into the Liberation Nation show. Hijacker, you better call in. So we're going to have a great couple of minutes together. There's a lot of things going down right now that I did not anticipate. And let me go ahead and stop this little right thing over here. I want to get right into this little story going down where a little community said, no more. What community am I talking about? North Carolina. North Carolina citizens defy proposed mandatory mask law. City council stunned by turnout. Backs down. That's right. They are setting the example. I'm not going to read this whole article, but you get the drift. A mighty, loud, aggressive, driven, and patriotic group from North Carolina turned out and told the city where they can stick their mandates. Waynesville. Waynesville, North Carolina. Most of the people that entered the building didn't have a mask on. They're in there to get their freedoms back. They're in there to get their liberties back. And they're in there to make a point. And sure enough, this meeting was about more legislations for the mandates, whether it be the mask or anything else. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. So, yeah, that's a great story. Go look into that. There's a movement going on right now in Australia. But before I get to this next article here, I want to cover a few things. If this is true, what I'm about to share with you, it needs to trickle down. It needs to come here. It needs to go global. All right. So I'm brought to you via freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Make your way in there. We're approaching a time where, you know, we got to pinch the budget, huh? So get in there and crunch that donation button. $5, you get on the Patreon team, right? $5 a month. Easy thing to do. Drop a dime, okay? Drop a quarter if you like. All good. Go into the store, get yourself a shirt, make it happen. How's everybody doing over here in the chatty chat room that you can also find at freedomslips.com? A lot of the usual suspects. Somebody's in there. No, quite literally, there's somebody named somebody in the chat room. Yeah, Sam Squatch, Missy, Wild Bob, how you doing? Simply Red, Troy Boy, how you doing? Mario, how you doing? Eagle Flower, how you doing? Monster 383, how you doing? Sir Rosenbaum, how you doing? Wally, Comet, Gino, how you doing? Spread Love, Boots, Chair Bear, how you doing? Pat Rabbit, Stardust, yeah, I could do an auction. What? Somebody's got something for sale? Huh? $29.95. What? We're not running an auction. We're running the truth around here. So there's quite a few people in the chat room over there. Come on in. You can get some questions out. You can call me. I'll answer questions. So we're in the middle of Shit Show 2020. And we are finding a landslide, right? Because that's what we were looking forward to. That's what I called out. And that's exactly what happened the night of the election, a landslide. And then the very next day, everything is, whoa. We got all these ballots coming in. We got a 500,000 ballots coming in. And, you know, they're all for Biden. Popsicle Toast, how you doing? Comment, how you doing? Let's go over to the YouTube chat room. I'm thinking I got one of those going on right now. For some reason, I closed that channel. What happened? Let's make our way back over there. I got some people hanging out in there. Rustic, how you doing? Rustic is also on my Facebook account. By the way, all the videos I play on this broadcast, you can find live at The Mechanic Knows on YouTube. You can also find me on Facebook, Fides Red Pill, F-I-D-E-S space red pill on Facebook. So come on by. I'm getting a lot of followers on Facebook right now, really picking up the speed over there. The goal is to get everybody on Facebook over to YouTube, and then from YouTube to Steam It, Rumble, BitChute. This train's going to grow. Trump's got his train. I got my tools. We'll travel. All right? So welcome aboard. The garage door is open. I appreciate it. And we're going to get to it. We got the police in Australia trying to write other police and convince them to no longer enforce the mandates. It's incredible news, folks. Oily's Humble, how you doing? Rustic, how you doing? Shady J, how you doing? Kim, the world's greatest monitor, how you doing, huh? How you doing? Yeah, over on YouTube, picking up some speed. Everybody, welcome in. I am your host, The Mechanic, here for everybody tuning in late, for everybody that's just tuning in. We're going to break down a couple of things. Some good, some pause, some not so good. Goal, how you doing? Welcome. First time I've seen that name in there, so welcome. Good to have you. Australia police, they write this letter, right? I'm going to read this letter. So a letter was written by a senior constable from the Coffs Clarence Highway Patrol in the, I'm guessing, NSW, don't know what that is, and signed by colleagues as exposed the COVID-19 narrative for its deception and the harm it's causing to police and their relationship with the public. The letter dated, it goes on, the letter dated October 26 is addressed to NSW Commissioner of Police Michael Fuller and is one of the best rebuttals of the COVID narrative of fear and control written anywhere. Because that's exactly what this is. And we all know, and I've said it many times, I've got the quote from David Icke. What did Icke say? He said that fear is the currency of control. Makes perfect sense to me. A bunch of false predictions of its severity, false and misleading statistics, flaws in testing, and serious questions around the virus itself. Okay. Open letter concerning the police enforcement of ongoing COVID-19 restrictions. Let me check something out here real quick. Because I know I'm expecting some company. So I don't want to leave anybody hanging here. If I missed out on you, go ahead and send me a message when you get back from doing your thing. Get back over here. Boom, right there. All right. Athrenus, welcome. You are visible. No question. All right. We are writing you to raise concerns we have about use of police to enforce the ongoing restrictions placed upon our citizens related to COVID-19, which has seriously eroded community trust in our great police force. This sounds like something you would read in America. This is coming out of Australia. This is a letter written by this commissioner's down here, and they're trying to get the other departments involved in this, all right? Since the Attorney General declared a state of emergency for novel coronavirus, our governments have acted upon certain powers to impose restrictions on its citizens, using the police to enforce their rules. Due to the novel nature of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, most people have concurred that certain restrictions should be followed until more was learned about the virus. So this is, I'm reading this word for word. With the initial modeling from the Imperial College in the UK, let me get a little drink here real quick, and the Peter Daugherty Institute here in Australia, indicating a catastrophic number of cases that would severely burden our hospital system and could result in up to 150,000 Australian deaths. It is easy to comprehend why our governments would respond as they did and why the vast population would comply. With these frightening projections, it became evident that we needed to find a way quickly to diagnose the disease. Yet the Center for Disease Control in the U.S. states that, quote, no quantified virus isolates of the 2019 nCoV are currently available. So even without the virus being isolated, the RT-PCR test, which we all know is garbage, was picked to become the gold standard for testing. Even though the manufacturer, now this is in my words, even though the manufacturer of that very test said it's not to be trusted. We note that the modeling was later found to have serious calculation errors, such that experts who later reviewed it have said no serious scientist gives it any validity. And now the RT-PCR test has been proven to be unreliable at best, with the inventor stating it should never be used to diagnose infectious diseases. That's the inventor of the PCR. Never to be used to diagnose infectious diseases. Am I off base here? Huh? Anybody gonna tell me why we're still believing in this test while every governor in every state uses this as their test? This is where they get their numbers from. And now we got other countries acknowledging that it's garbage. And we do nothing. Can't say that anymore. It's not we doing nothing anymore. I'll tell you that right now. There are actions popping up all over the world. People taking a stand. How you doing, cat dog girl? Pat Rabbit? Huh? How you doing on your carrots? So pretty impressive, right? This test is still being relied upon to make critical decisions in the interest of public health and safety. The test is still being used. Why? In the same way, we cannot use an inaccurate speed detection device to proctor a civilian's speed. The same must be demanded of a faulty RT-PCR test, and as such, police should not in any way mandate testing for COVID-19 or rely on any outcome of the result. Now that we have almost 12 months of statistical data that can be relied upon, in place of flawed computer modeling, these statistics show a reality that is far from the modeling projections, which were relied upon by National Cabinet and their response. Here are some statistics which reflect this reality. This is good stuff right here. I'm going to highlight this real quick. Go back over here. I tell you what. Oh, yeah, the carrots are holding out well. Right on, Rabbit. Right on. We know now that around 45% of people who contract the virus are asymptomatic. And asymptomatic transmission is between 0 to 2.2%. We also know that 80% of the people who contract the virus will only have mild symptoms. And it is overwhelmingly the elderly and immunocompromised who are at the risk of severe symptoms that could result in death. At the time of the writing, the worldwide survival rate for COVID-19 is 97.3%. The ordinary flu is 99.9%. And we all know, thanks to Dr. Birx, the flu no longer exists. He goes on. Furthermore, statistics clearly show that while the confirmed cases may be on the rise, the percentage of deaths is plummeting. Anybody? Crickets? Anybody? Huh? Yeah, folks. Why are there still this heavily, heavily burdened amount of victims running around when we have these facts? We have this knowledge. And yet we still have this victimhood mentality. The letter continues. Sweden and Taiwan did not enforce lockdown on its citizens like much of the world did. Although Sweden failed to take better precautions to protect the elderly in the early stages, their death rate is comparable. And Taiwan's is outstanding. The statistics show there is a high infection rate across the globe, but very low deaths. Regardless of whether there was a forced lockdown or not, what we can derive from analysis of this is that these two distinctly different ways have resulted in much of the same outcome. We know from the recent federal budget, huge debt and unemployment is that our lockdowns have created a series of problems that now seem to outweigh the threat this virus poses. In our line of work, we know that socioeconomical problems created here will transpire into a greater threat down the track as people struggle to deal with the collateral damage this is causing. These are written by cops. This is outstanding. This article goes on. I'm not going to spend too much more time on it. But you get the general idea. And in a country like Australia, for these cops to come out, I want to get to the conclusion of this thing. The letter is quite lengthy. Quote, "We are concerned with the legitimacy of the actions we are being told to take against the citizens of Australia. States and territories cannot rise above the Commonwealth Constitution, as well as the international treaties we are signatories to. Yet this is occurring. Under the state of emergency, the emergency requirements are qualified and restricted by significant fact that emergency requirements and directions cannot request an individual to be isolated, detained, tested, vaccinated, medically treated, or bodily searched in the absence of biosecurity control order issued to the individual." Again, these are police in Australia holding up the rights of their citizens a little late. A little late. It goes on. "These measures are referred to as biosecurity measures and are captured under subdivision B of Division 3 of Part 3 of Chapter 2 of the Biosecurity Act in 2015. Emergency and public health powers at the states and territories do not provide a carte blanche to breach an individual's human rights by isolating them or detaining them or testing them without the proper required notifications and risk assessment first." You've got to give it to these cops. Mad respect to these cops, especially in a time like this in Australia where we've seen so much tyranny and so much oppression come from the police, and now we have this. This is great news. "There is an intergovernmental agreement which places the Commonwealth in the lead as well as the Australian Health Sector Emergency Response Plan. This ensures that the states and the territories act to complement the federal legislative framework, Article 7 of the International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights states, quote, no one shall be subjected to torture or cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment. In particular, no one shall be subject without his free consent to medical or scientific experimentation. Article 27 of the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties, a party may not invoke the provision of its internal law as justification of its failure to perform a treaty. Article 7 of the Australian Human Rights Commission Act of 1986 states, no one should be subjected to torture or to cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment. Again, this says it again and again. It's over and over again. Section 109, with federal and international legislation breaches, it will be taken that we are complicit and consensual in their undertaking of the people of Australia, potentially rendering us criminally liable under the Crimes Act of 1914, as well as the Criminal Code Act of 1995. These cops did their homework, folks. You get the gist. I'm going to drop this link in both chats. It's a lot to read. Make sure I get the HEPP in there. It's kind of interesting how that's not working. Okay. Let's run this all the way back and see what we get. But yeah, this is great news. I think we need to see more of this. We need to see some type of domino effect on this. And if this is happening in Australia and the cops are standing down there, this could quite possibly be a great representation for the rest of the world here. Again, Australia is very relevant. How they do this is very relevant. Lost Generation, how you doing? Fellamon, welcome to the chat on YouTube. Welcome, 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 everybody. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming in. As we grow, my craft improves. The knowledge base improves. We get more knowledge, more content out. I'm going to participate in this one way or another. So let's see. Yeah, I got that in there. Let's go over to that's dropped. Good. I'm going to drop this. This other website I was reading from, I'm going to play a little clip from it. We played a little bit of it in the very beginning, but I want you guys to hear this 3-minute clip. Where are we right now with the time? 1:29. We're good, huh? We got any messages from the upcoming guests? No, we're good. We're going to get back to it. How to beat the lockdowners, right? Listen, your common citizen, Joe Citizen, your neighbor, some of these individuals, they're scared for their life. And they see somebody else out there not participating in the mandates, they start making phone calls. Not these guys. Not in Waynesville, North Carolina. Let me see if I can set up the screen share here. And what I'll do is I'll... I can play that there, I guess. It doesn't matter. What I'll do is I'll drag this over to this window here. And pull that away. Perfect. And there's that. Pull this over here real quick. And we could get rid of this. I wish you guys could see what I got going on here. You know, you build up a collection of articles and you want to, you want to share these things with people, you know? So, all right, here we are. I think we got everything sharing right now. You should be able to hear this. One more issue. Yeah, I got to do something about the timer on this here speaker. Like I said, we're at a time now where we have the opportunity to come in here and really do some damage to this agenda, this global takeover. Literally, it is a James Bond movie, and there's no James Bond. Well, at least not in the forefront. There is an attempt for a global takeover and depopulation. That's exactly what they want. They want a global government and a population under 500 million. That's a lot of people dying. And who do you think gets to make that choice? All right, so this is a community from Waynesville, North Carolina.
Why would it happen? This is the Wait, just one second. Regardless of what was going on, we all know there's fire codes in every building, right?
And
that's
all the people.
We're not asking nobody to leave. We're just saying let's spread out.
We need everybody to
come
in one at a time.
We're going outside. If we cannot go in there, take it outside.
So what we got here is a situation where a large group, probably about a group of 100, came in here, stormed this city council meeting that they weren't invited to. They were told, you can't be in here. We're going to have this meeting and we need to get more mandates out. And they're in there and they shut the whole meeting down and the mandates went away. And yeah, they passed them off, not as ordinances, but as resolutions, which are basically garbage. And these people stood up. So what you're witnessing is a chant. There are a couple of police officers standing in a doorway between these individuals and I believe another office where there are several city council members. All right.
Take it outside.
You think you're going to make your constituents happy, right?
We did.
Make them happy.
Yeah, so you guys get the general idea of the situation here. This is from a website called Medical... What? That can't be right. Medical Kidnap. Yeah, Medical Kidnap. Medical Kidnap. I will drop this link as well. And you can see how this small little community, Waynesville, North Carolina, came out. And a set of stones on them. That's what we're going to see this domino effect right now where these people are going to start coming out and standing up for themselves, standing up for their communities. We need more of that. We need a lot more of that. I don't know where everybody is with their position right now. But I'm not about to take a step back. I'm not about to say, oh, well, let's just wait and see what happens, blah, 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 blah. No. That's not how it's going to go down, folks. We can't allow that. We can't allow that to become the new normal. We just can't. It's garbage. We have Doctors for Truth right now. You know, according to our guy, one of our own, Fetzer, you know, Dr. Fetzer, He's suggesting that there's over 500 medical doctors in Germany called Doctors for Information who made a shocking statement during a national press conference recently, and it stated this. This is the following. Check this out. This large group of medical experts published a medical newspaper in 500,000 copies every week to inform the public about massive misinformation in the mainstream media. They also organized mass protests in Europe like the one on August 29th. You got to see this. There's got to be a 500,000 people here on August 29th. That's nuts. They got 12 million people to sign a petition. They said several million showed up. You got 500 plus doctors. You got Doctors for Truth. You got frontline doctors. And you got the American Physicians and Doctors Association all filing lawsuits against the FDA. These are all things that are going down right now. Still, even these doctors are being discredited. Even these doctors who have spent years in school, years in a college classroom, years in a lab as interns in hospitals, etc. Quite frankly, the medical industry's tainted. It's been tainted for a long time. I mean, I remember the last time I was in there, the first thing coming out of their mouth is, have you had a flu shot? Have you had a flu shot? Have you had a flu shot? Can we get you a flu shot? Oh, you don't want a flu shot? Why don't you want a flu shot? You don't trust flu shots? Listen, folks, there's no such thing as a safe vaccine. These things don't exist. They never have existed, and they won't exist because they have no intention to garnish your well-being. They simply don't care. They, who am I talking about? Who am I talking about right now? Well, who's McKenna talking about? I'll tell you who I'm talking about. The rulers, the cabals, the families, the bloodlines that run all this. All these politicians, the people you see on the forefront, they're the puppet on a string. That's all they are. These people, they just get the jobs done. They're worker bees like the rest of us, useless idiots like the rest of us. If we go back to the Constitution, there's nothing in the Constitution that says there's a obligation to individual citizen safety. Nothing about your safety or the obligation the state has to see that it's met. That doesn't exist. Time and time again, there's countless case law where individuals are going into court and they're suing the police department for not breaking up a fight of which somebody got killed or stabbed, not responding to a domestic call where a wife was killed or son or daughter was killed. Guy on a subway running from the police for multiple days. He was wanted fugitive. He had already killed four people. Former Marine recognizes him on the subway. Subject realizes former Marine has figured out you're the wanted guy everybody's talking about. Next thing you know, the assailant is up in the face of the Marine telling him you're going to die today. While all of this is going on, behind the conductor's door, you got two NYPD officers. I believe this guy's name was Garcia. You got two NYPD officers refusing to open the door, and they watch this whole thing go down. And they don't come out until this guy Garcia is stabbed multiple times. Multiple times, okay? Major lacerations across the back of the head. The cops only came in when the former Marine had this guy disarmed and subdued. Lawsuits. He sued the department. The department filed an appeal. They lost. They filed an appeal and they won. The appeals court ruled in favor of the police department, saying they have no obligation to individual citizen safety. That's right. Welcome, Autotron. No obligation to your safety. So why would you think for a second that some shot, some mandate, some emergency order, the shutdown of a local business, the destruction of the middle class, the fraudulent hijacking of the American election is all for your well-being? Police are there just to clean up the mess, to be honest with you, most of the time. They're there to clean up the mess. It's seldom police do actual real police work. Again, I have found myself in a situation where I think I got some Class A fellas over here wearing a badge. I hate the uniform, and they know it. They know I don't like the uniform. I've told it to their face several times. The uniform disgusts me. It sends these people on a power trip. But I got lucky. I'm in a town where that's not happening. And there's a town like that near you. There's a group of police officers that honestly do have every intention to help people out and do the right thing. Answer the Constitution. These guys have told me to my face. They don't answer in constitutional orders. And so far, they haven't been given any. We got to go back. We got to get local. We got to get to your county leaders, your county legislators. That's where this thing starts. Good things are going down. You got to think positive. You got to get that message out. You got to be creative in your dissent. Australia is the last place I thought I would ever see police actually going against government mandates. If they can do it, we can do it. Come on. I don't know how bright or how much more of a picture you need painted for you. The writing's on the wall. You got doctors coming out. You see, we're delivering arguments built on facts, and they get no attention. No one turns in. No one tunes in. Nobody wants to hear the truth. Why? Well, the truth is the new hate speech. Ain't nobody got time for the truth. The truth doesn't sell. You got to sell that lie. You got to keep people cold, right? Cold, right? C-U-L-L-E-D, right? Cold. And these people, most of them are willingly walking into slavery, acquiescing. Day in and day out. They think they're doing the right thing. They think they're on the right side of this. I'm here to tell you that they're not. People are living disillusioned lives, disillusioned reality. They're not living in reality at all. They're manifesting their own realities. You can ask these people in public to their face. Hey, you trust your government? No, I don't trust my government. Because they want to act smart because they know the government's corrupt. So, but when you ask them, okay, you don't trust your government. Well, why are you participating in these mandates? Why are you allowing the victim state of mind to take place? How's that happening? Same thing. If you don't trust the government, but you trust them with your health, they don't care about your health. They don't. Across the country, they locked up people with existing conditions, mostly elderly, back into homes, and they stacked and packed these elderly centers, and people died. Comorbidity. Existing conditions, and people died. We know this. I'm not telling you anything new. What I'm trying to do here is to get the realization. My message is to get the realization out there. There are so many examples. There are plenty of examples of the fraud involved in this con. We've known it for years. The New World Order agenda. They will sacrifice this planet to get it. Fires, weather modification, and now here we are with the virus. Whether the virus is killing an individual or not, physically, it's killing them emotionally, mentally. It's the destruction of their business. It's knuckleheads in fear of their lives running into a crowd of people that hate them for their skin color with a sword and dying because the mob is quite frankly bigger than you and ignorant. That's right. People are going to continue to make poor choices. Do not carry that burden. People are going to continue to wear that name tag called victim. That's right. the victim name tag. I ain't wearing it. You don't see that on me. So I try to educate, right? And I'm even being told to stop educating. I'm being told that people don't want to be educated. That's what I'm being told. Maybe this is the truth. Maybe people don't want to be educated. I don't know what I can do about that. I just know that I am reaching a few. I'm out there in the public eye. I guess, Jacker, you would call me the front line. I'm on the front line of this at sometimes. I'm out there taking risks. I share data and content with you guys. I share facts with you guys. But when I get out into the real world, if you will, the physical world that I walk around in boldly, I feel obligated to share what I know to be true with everyone I can. You know, I was getting my truck worked on the other day. I was down there in South County, and we're rolling down the sidewalk, and I got I'm riding a bike I've had for almost 20 years. It's a Chrome 91 Dyno GT, for those of you who appreciate the old school BMX, 24-inch style. And this cat, you know, this cat, I should say, this lady is quite a ways up from me on the sidewalk, but the wind is blowing in my direction, and I can smell it. She smells great. It's like the perfume is flowing. It's a beautiful day outside. I ride by on the back, on the bike, and she's wearing the mask. And it's not only do you smell great, but I bet you look great under that. Just take it off. You're outside. You're by yourself. It's a beautiful day. You're walking alone. What are you doing? No. Didn't come off, but she was friendly enough. Hey, Gary, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. So there's something in me that's pushing me to do this. There's a drive in me. I can't really locate where it's coming from. I've tried to examine it. I've tried to examine it on here with everybody. But I'm out in the public, and I can't help but see people just following it. They're going along with the program. It's a good insight to why they chose this time, right? Because they have enough people. They have enough willing goyim that will walk into this. They have enough people. That's why they're triggering it now. That's why this was supposed to be Clinton. This was supposed to be Hillary Clinton running this thing the whole time. Mistake being running it. Trump was the mistake. He was not meant to be here for COVID. That's why this whole thing's a shit show. It'd probably gone a whole lot smoother. They'd have been able to pass a bunch of laws. Half the country would be on a living wage, home with the blinds down, playing video games for the next 6 months as they destroy every single business they can. And when it's all over, we all come back outside to no jobs, a living wage, and full control over your movement, where you want to travel, who you want to see, who you get to hang out with. And here we are right now witnessing an election about to be stolen right out from underneath us. Clearly, theft in broad daylight. We got dead people voting in Nevada. That's right. We got dead people voting in Nevada. I got that pulled over here somewhere. Let's see. Are you kidding me? Did I lose that? It's a true story, folks. There's a lawsuit coming where they found names and they started looking into these names, and these people are dead. They got like 120-year-old voting, 119-year-old voting, 122-year-old voting, and then they start looking into the history. It don't work. You can't vote if you're dead, last time I checked. Right? I mean, it doesn't work like that. Right? So let me see if I can find this here. YouTube probably scrubbed this thing already. That's probably why I can't find it. Also, there's something going on. I don't know if anybody can tell me about this. There's something going on with... Yeah, here it is right here. We got it right here. Boom. There's something going on with not only the voting situation. There was another article. I'm going to bring this up. Before I get sidetracked, we'll play this real quick. Let me make sure my speaker's on here. No. See, I'm on to it. I got to get in there and get those settings taken care of sometime.
Yeah, dead people voting in Michigan as well. That's true. Yep.
And the former state. I care deeply about both the rule of law and voter integrity, like the rest of Nevadans and Americans. And we warned for the last few weeks that we could end up in a situation where Nevada decides the fate of the presidency. We warned that the Democrats changed this election system. They gave us mail-in ballots. And thousands of ballots being mailed across this valley in trash cans, in apartment buildings, people getting as many as 18 ballots to their homes. We knew these rolls were unclean, and we were told that signatures would save us from all fraud. But to date, we still have not been able to observe these signatures or meaningfully challenge a single mail-in ballot out of hundreds of thousands of casts. We firmly believe that there are many voters in this group of mail-in people that are not proper voters. In the last many days, we have received reports of many irregularities across the valley. We believe that there are dead voters that have been counted. We are also confident that there are thousands of people during the pandemic. Today, we have a voter, Jill Stokey, who...
Gotta be kidding me. A commercial break right in the middle of it? Why wouldn't you, right? Oh, no, you can't just skip it either. Oh, wait, here you go. Yeah, garbage. These trailers are really cool, but they're really small, by the way.
Who was denied access to vote. She showed up to vote, and she was told someone had already cast her ballot, and she was denied the opportunity to vote. We are filing in federal district court here in Las Vegas. We're asking for emergency relief, a TRO, and injunctive relief. We're asking the judge to, due to all of these irregularities, to stop the counting of improper votes. Thank you.
The courts of Nevada.
Can you wait?
Yeah, you got it.
Look, the reality is that transparency is not political.
For your name?
Ballots are not automatically legal votes until they're checked. We are not being allowed to check. Harry Reid machine recklessly threw ballots into the mail, and now we cannot check.
All right, folks, we'll be right back, top of the hour.
Listening to Revolution.